AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Federal prosecutors rest their case in Dylan Roos trial after calling one of the survivors of the Emmanuel AME church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina. AP's Jeffrey Collins has more.
The final witness called by prosecutors was Polly Shepherd, the survivor that Dylan Roos intentionally left behind so she could tell the world that he committed the crimes because he hated black people. She testified recalling things about the nine people who were killed, and the second half was recalling the night of the shooting, which included her 911 call that she made after Roof spared her life.
Roof's lawyers also rested without calling any witnesses after the judge ruled they could not present evidence about his mental health. Jury has been sent home. Closing arguments planned for tomorrow. House Democrats say President-elect Donald Trump has to sell his new hotel in Washington.
The old post office building on Pennsylvania Avenue opened as the Trump International Hotel in October. But the lease states that no elected official of the government of the United States shall be admitted to any share or part of the document. According to the Democratic lawmakers, the Government Services Administration has now ruled the president-elect must fully divest himself before taking office. That means no management role or ownership stake. Trump aides aren't commenting for now. The Trump Organization won a bidding competition for the building in 2012, and the lease is for 60 years. Mark Smith at the White House.
The Federal Reserve has raised a key interest rate for the first time in a year and signals further hikes are likely to come slowly. Economist Diane Swonk says that small increase won't cause much of any problem for the average consumer.
We've already seen rates go up, so it means very little because the market has anticipated this and actually overshot. So mortgage rates are actually up quite a bit already, and the move on rates is going to be very small.
This is AP Radio News. Start of the holiday shopping season has a minor impact on November's retail sales.
The increase reported by the Commerce Department was only 0.1%. Analyst Britt Beamer with America's Research Group says people were spending around Black Friday, but they were looking for deals.
80% still only bought the advertised specials on Thursday night, and about 75% bought advertised specials on Friday morning.
Drops in sales of cars and at department stores offset increases elsewhere. Beamer expects spending to pick up this month, especially at local independent retailers whose numbers don't show up in the government report. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And once again, the Federal Reserve is raising a key interest rate for the first time in a year, reflecting a resilient U.S. economy with the expectations of higher inflation. A quarter point of a percent leaves the rates at about 5.05%. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.